With all of this, she would be completely out of danger if this were a normal clinical situation. But we're decelerating at a constant 1.5 G's, and her internal organs have gone through a lot of jumbling around. You might as well know that if we do any blasting, anything over about 2 G's, she's going to die. But we're bound to go over 2 on the final approach. What? I know. But that won't be for a couple of weeks. Hopefully she will have mended by then. William, face it, it's a miracle she survived to get into surgery. So there's a big chance she won't make it back to Earth. It's sad. She's a special person. The special person to you, maybe, but we've had so much death. You ought to be getting used to it. Come to terms with it. I took a long pull at my drink, identical to hers except for the citric acid. You're getting pretty hard-boiled. Maybe. No, just realistic. I have a feeling we're headed for a lot more death and sorrow. Not me. As soon as we get to Stargate, I'm a civilian. Don't be so sure. The old familiar argument. Those clowns who signed us up for 2 years can just as easily make it 4, or 6, or 20, or the duration. But they won't. It would be mutiny. I don't know. If they could condition us to kill on cue, they can condition us to do almost anything. Re-enlist. That was a chiller. Later on, we tried to make love, but both of us had too much to think about. I got to see Mary Gay for the first time about a week later. She was wan, had lost a lot of weight, and seemed very confused. Doc Wilson assured me that it was just the medication. They hadn't seen any evidence of brain damage. She was still in bed, still being fed through a tube. I began to get very nervous about the calendar. Every day there seemed to be some improvement, but if she was still in bed when we hit that collapsar push, she wouldn't have a chance. I couldn't get any encouragement from Doc Wilson or Estelle. They said it depended on Mary Gay's resilience. The day before the push, they transferred her from bed to Estelle's acceleration couch in the infirmary. She was lucid and was taking food orally, but she still couldn't move under her own power, not at 1.5 G's.